腾腾的，腾腾的，muscles responding to pressure. Eyes tracking proximity. It confirms adulthood through composure rather than narrative markers. The other woman's face is never shown. This is deliberate authority. Here is not personalized. It's positional. The decisive movement occurs without emphasis or shifts of hips or redirection of leverage. Summer is brought down, but the edit removes the moment of impact. There is no collision with the floor. Instead, there is a cut contour already established. The ground is now part of the structure. From here, the edit becomes more abstract. Hands move, but the camera no longer specifies their function. Objects enter the frame that are recognizable as sexualized implements, but their use is not shown as action. They are presented as conditions. They exist in proximity to bodies. They signify that the domain is shifted without depicting mechanics. What would ordinarily be explicit is overwritten by structure. The edit loops the configuration. Summer is pinned. The pinning is shown as a relation between surfaces, not as an act performed by a person. Weight eats contact points. Day ablaze. Possibility collapses into a single channel. Sound changes a low. Tone emerges at training steady. It does not correspond to motion. It corresponds to state. Once this tone is present, nothing that follows can alter the modal situation. The scene has crossed a threshold. This is where, in original material, sexual activity would occur in explicit form. In the edit, it is replaced by repetition of the same configuration from slightly different temporal offsets. The bodies remain a relation. The relation does the work. What matters is not what happens next, but that nothing else can. He watches this version repeatedly because it is precise. It does not arouse, it does not repel, it clarifies. He realizes that the pornographic force is not in depiction, but in the elimination of alternatives. Desire is not an emotion here. It is a narrowing of the possible until only one continuation remains consistent. This is the first edit. Everything after it will only make this clearer. He slows the first edit further, not to clarify movement, but to thicken it. He wants to see where attention is forced to settle, when narrative has been removed, when the story is stripped out, something else takes over. Attention does not roam freely. It is canalized. The camera lingers on regions of the body, not because they are as massive, because they are structurally decisive. Certain zones act as hinges in the configuration, others act as terminals. He notices that some surfaces draw inevitability toward them as if they are attractors in the space of possible continuations. The lower back, for instance, functions not as an erotic signal but as a load-bearing plane. When weight shifts, it shifts, their clothing tightens across it, not to display but to stabilize. The leather compresses just enough to register force without dispersing it. This region is not decorative. It is where leverage resolves. He isolates the frame there and loops it. In doing so, he realizes that what draws his attention is not desire but constraint visibility. This is where the structure reveals itself most cleanly. No facial expression can compete with this face. He introduces ambiguity. Surfaces do not. He tracks how the camera repeatedly returns to the same bodily zones, even when the cut does not demand it. The edit reveals a bias. The pornographic apparatus, even before his intervention, already knew where necessity gathers. The backside is treated not as a site of display, but as a terminal geometry. Motion tends to end there. Bodies are reality around it. The framing excludes excess context, so that this region becomes a kind of horizon. Not because it invites action, but because it absorbs it. One's contact or pressure is oriented that way. Alternatives collapse. He does not think of this as fetish in the psychological sense. He thinks of it as modal economy. Certain forms minimize branching, others multiply. The pawn selects minimization.